hot takes, insider tips, and top recommendations. Leading the way in leisure travel, we're talking about everything you need to plan your best vacation yet. This is the Travel Beat with ALG Vacations.
Why plan with a pro? Because you don't want to settle for an okay-ish vacation. You want your getaway in the hands of someone who not only knows the ins and outs of travel, but is there to answer your questions and solve any issues. They're there to match you to the right vacation, right destination, and the right resort for you. So, how do you find a travel advisor? Go to www.traveladvisorsgetyouthere.com and click on Find an Advisor. We have 6 unique and distinct brands to help get you to where you want to go. Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, Travel Impressions, United Vacations, Southwest Vacations, or Blue Sky Tours. Thank you for listening to The Travel Beat with ALG Vacations. And now, on with our show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Travel Beat with ALG Vacations. So today's episode is going to be a little different, a little unique. If you caught our last episode, we are celebrating 100 days of kindness right now with ALG Vacations. So if you go to our page on Instagram, Travel Beat ALGV, or on TikTok at Ask a Travel Advisor ALGV, you will find out that we have a giveaway going. Yes, that's right. So if you use our hashtag, AlwaysTravelKind, and tag us in your kindness post, you will be entered to win one of 10 prizes. That's right, we have 10 giveaways for you. Make sure you head on over to our social media pages and check that out. Today, I don't have a guest on with me. I'm going into this one solo because we are going to give you 9 ways to use kindness in your everyday life that are travel themed. So the first one goes under the category of things you can do while you're traveling to increase kindness in the world. First thing you could do is write a thank you note. Something I've been traveling with a long time now are thank you cards in my suitcase. I just keep a stack in there at all times. And yes, I know I work in the travel industry, so maybe my situation's a little bit more unique, but I know that when I leave a tip for a maid or write a nice note to a flight attendant at the end of a flight and hand them this thank you card, that they really appreciate it because it's the little things like a handwritten note that could really make someone's day extra special. And it's just a great example of kindness. Something else you can do while you're traveling is bring a goodie for your flight attendant. Now, I've had many friends that are flight attendants, and they said something like a Starbucks gift card, like a little $5 gift card for the flight attendants, or like a bag of chocolates from somewhere in the airport. So if I'm in Denver, I could go to the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory in the airport. Those little things really make their day because oftentimes they have to run from connection to connection and they don't get a lot of downtime. So a $5 coffee gift card or a little treat to make their day extra special really goes a long way for them. The third thing you can do while traveling a destination is buy something local while in destination. Go to a local shop and buy a handcrafted ornament or trinket to give to one of your loved ones. Sometimes you go to those blanket weaving places, things like that, where you can buy something that is locally made and really gives back to the community. Our second category are kindness things that you can do from home. This is one of my favorites because it's easy to do and work into your day. The first one you can do is post a positive online review or comment on social media. So if you have gone somewhere local to eat, let's say, go online and post a review or post a photo of your food. Those little things really help out that local business and helps them with their reviews, really curate their own content. And oftentimes they will thank you for that post and they remember you. So we have a place locally that we like to go to and we will post pictures of our food because it always comes out looking like nothing I could ever make at home. And they started following us on social media and reciprocate. So it's always kind of nice because then you have that back and forth. You've developed a community bond and you're helping out that local business. So it definitely falls in the category of kindness. Number two of things you can do from home, smile at your cashier or your clerk or tell them thank you, have a nice day. One of my favorite things to do is hold the door open for the person behind me. I know that's my Midwest background of growing up coming out, but I always hold the door if I see someone else walking towards that direction. The third thing you can do from home is learn a few phrases in another language. That way, when you are traveling next to one of the destinations ALG Vacations provides, you can say thank you, goodbye, how is your day, what is your name in their own language, which is very, very much appreciated. So it's a great way to offer kindness, and it's definitely appreciated by anyone in the destination you're going to. The third category falls into things you can do for yourself that are travel related. I really like this one because we travel so much and we always find foods that we like or wine, things like this. The first tip of things you can do for yourself that are travel related is that you can cook a recipe from a place you've traveled to and love. Now, you can cook this recipe, perfect it, and then make it for your friends and family. When you have them over for your next dinner party, you can talk about your experience while traveling, share the stories with them, and share something that you learned and loved on your vacation, really allowing them to enjoy that experience with you. The second thing you can do from home, number two, is you can ask a colleague what their favorite vacation was and why. This allows someone else to get to tell their own travel story and their own experiences, which is a really kind thing to do because sometimes you go and you have these magical experiences and you don't have anyone to share them with, right? By asking your colleague or your friend about what their favorite vacation was, you're going to help them unlock a memory that they may have otherwise not remembered. The third thing you can do from home to keep kindness flowing in your life, you can send three tips to someone else who is planning a vacation. Now, maybe it's a destination you've been to, maybe it's something that you've always been interested in, or just travel tips you've picked up along the way. You can always share what you've learned in your travels to help your friend on their travels, just like we do on this podcast all the time. So those are nine different ways that you all can share kindness within the world, but we want to know and hear what your ideas are. Again, follow us on Instagram at TravelBeatALGV or on Facebook or TikTok at AskATravelAdvisorALGV. Share your travel tips with us. Share your kindness. Make sure you're using our hashtag AlwaysTravelKind so you can be entered in to win a prize. And definitely share what kindness you are sharing with the world. We have been reposting, making sure that everyone gets to share in our 100 Days of Kindness, so don't be shy. And that's all we have to talk about today, folks, but our next podcast is going to be all about Blue Diamond Resorts coming up in July. They will be our third partner of the month, so definitely check that out. Todd Kerlick is back to share some more and exciting news with us, and until then, let's talk soon.